The saint whose feast we celebrate today is regarded by many, though not all, as the last father of the Church. And the fathers of the Church are those to whom we look to see the proper interpretation of the sacred scripture and of sacred tradition. They are part of the revelation of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, to his Church. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, born in the beginning of the 13th century, he was born near Dijon in the castle of Fontaine. He was one of six sons and a daughter to a very holy family, a family that all but one have been elevated to the altars, to the glories of the altars. All the young men were educated, and they learned not only what are supposed to know by a Catholic, theology and philosophy, and tell that to people nowadays, and all of the boys became knights. But then Saint Bernard received a revelation from our Lord, and among other things, he was to see the baby Jesus in the arms of the Blessed Mother. And he decided that none of this was worth it. All the glories of this earth, all the money, all the power, the titles, were not worth anything. And so he went to what at that place was one of the best places in the Church and in the world, in France at that time, the monastery founded by St. Stephen Harding and St. Robert of Molemme, not Solem, Molemme. And not only did he go, he went with 30 other knights, and they presented themselves to the abbot and said, "We are here, we wish to give our lives to Christ." The king was not mad, but he was not particularly pleased. 30 of his officials, of his officers, all of them left at once. But he could not possibly try to convince them against their choice, because he knew that their choice was greater. And so began the monastic career of these young men. Eventually, St. Bernard was sent by St. Robert of Molemme to Citeaux, and thus the name that the branch of Benedictines that he more or less began, the Cistercians, the Abbey of Citeaux, still to this day one of the greatest abbeys in the Church, and very much related to the magnificent Abbey of Cluny, also in France, almost totally destroyed during the French Masonic Revolution. In the meantime, he and his brothers were to be assigned to be abbots of different places, and thus it was. And the bishop and the pope decided that his talents were not only to be used in the monastery — that's the idea of the lamp underneath the bushel — but to shine before men. And so he was sent on embassies from this place to that place. He averted several schisms in the Church that were about to happen, and he participated in the destruction of many heresies. In the meantime, he was, and among the abbeys that he founded was a wonderful abbey in Rome, near St. Paul's, outside the walls of the Tre Fontane, the Three Fountains, where St. Paul was beheaded and the Three Fountains sprouted forth where his head bounced. And that is still there to this day. I am a spiritual member of that monastery as well as Monte Cassino. He helped want to establish one of the Crusades, which unfortunately did not succeed, and as he later complained, The soldiers were not interested in the glory of God. They were interested in earthly pleasures, and thus the blessing of God was withdrawn from them. Then he came back to his own monastery, where he died in 1153. And so today we celebrate him. Among the many things, he wrote many, many books and many sermons that are still with us, that are very, very important, and I recommend very highly to you to read. And they are understandable. Of course, they're not understandable to somebody who just reads YouTube and comic books. They are understandable to people who use the brain that God has given them to use. And is not meant to be put under a bushel basket either. But among the things that he wrote that we have all over the place here is the Memorare, one of the most important and beautiful prayers to the Blessed Mother. When other things fail, the Memorare usually succeeds. When things are lost, when a miracle is needed, the Memorare succeeds. So, before we continue with our usual prayers, I will end with a Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy clemency hear and answer me. Amen. And not only did his brothers join the monastery, his sister eventually, his brother-in-law, and his father, and they're all raised to the glories of the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.